USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shootout on a freeway in Southern California yesterday leaves a CHP officer and the suspect dead and two other cops wounded. Family members of Officer Andre Moye say they're in disbelief. This relative telling NBC News,
he was such a nice, good, kind-hearted person. He was so young.
Riverside police say Moye was in the process of having a vehicle impounded when the suspect grabbed a rifle from his truck and started firing at that location beside the 215 freeway. U.S. Border Patrol agent Matthew Bowen pleading guilty to intentionally running over a migrant at the Arizona-Mexico border in 2017 and then lying about it. The 10-year veteran agent could face up to a year in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
A deadly Legionnaire's disease outbreak at a hotel in Atlanta between June and July, being called the biggest in Georgia history. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A lawsuit filed in Atlanta against the owners of the Sheraton Hotel after a man gets sick coming down with Legionnaire's disease. One woman who stayed there died, and at least 12 other confirmed cases. The hotel closed and is being cleaned.
America's small business operators surprising analysts as the latest small business optimism index has made some solid gains in July. Experts had predicted it was going to show some softening, but business owners' expectations for business conditions, real sales, and expansion were all up in that gauge. Fall more than a month away, but Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks will already be bringing back pumpkin spice latte before this month is over. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Prosecutors say a friend of Dayton gunman Connor Betts bought the man who killed nine people the body armor and gun accessories used in the mass shooting. Authorities don't believe that Ethan Colley knew anything in advance of that August 14th massacre. Among the items Colley bought Betts, though, was the 100-round drum magazine used in the shootings. The charges against Colley, well, they're not connected to the shooting at all. He is charged with lying about drug use when he bought a gun in May and with possessing a gun while using drugs. The NFL says Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown has to get a new helmet. An arbitrator saying yesterday that he was ruling against the grievance that Brown had filed against the league last week. He wants to wear the helmet he's worn throughout his career, but NFL officials say over the weekend that NFL policy required helmets to be certified by a committee on equipment standards, and the committee doesn't certify equipment more than 10 years old, which Brown's helmet is. And more than 400 Elvis Presley fans, from jewelry to clothing to signed contracts, or I should say Elvis Presley items, are up for auction today at Graceland. Among the items, a diamond ring that Elvis gave to J.D. Summer and a custom tuxedo made for the King's 1969 film, The Trouble with Girls. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.